poll, Young British Voters Reject Liberalism and Globalism, Want Strong Leaders. By Victoria Friedman on August 9, 2019. A poll has revealed that two-thirds of young people want a strong man as leader, while more than one quarter would be happy with the military leading the country, revealing that younger generations are turning their backs on decades of liberalism. The poll of 5,073 people conducted by Hanbury Strategy between the 21st and 28th of June and published on Thursday by conservative think tank Onward found that across all age groups, 58% of people think that having a strong leader who does not have to bother with Parliament would be a good way to run the United Kingdom. The results come as Prime Minister Johnson, a very much larger-than-life political figure compared to strongman U.S. President Donald Trump, is set to battle the Remainer-dominated House of Commons to deliver Brexit, as pledged, by October 31. Of all those questioned, just over one quarter, 26%, said it would be good having the army run the country. However, by age range, in both questions, Onward remarked that younger voters are most authoritarian, with 66% favoring strongman leaders, and when asked about army rule, 36% backed the idea. The findings back up research from 2017, where a study of social attitudes conducted by the University of Sheffield and University of Southampton found young people in Britain are more right-wing than older generations, challenging the notion that younger generations are inevitably more liberal than their predecessors. Onward also found that in terms of social and cultural issues, people were expressing more conservative, traditional values than 50 years of liberalism would predict, with 71% of people thinking that more people living in cities has made society worse, 66% saying that more people going to university and fewer gaining technical qualifications has been bad for the country overall, and 63% believing that fewer people are getting married because of a decline in family commitment and values. Respondents also did not have a lot positive to say about globalization, with 66% of people thinking that globalization has not benefited most people, with 61% of people believing that on the whole, jobs and wages have been made worse by technological change. More than half, 59%, have said that increases in immigration have had a negative impact on the economy overall, compared to 41% who said the impact has been positive. Britain is not the only European country where the younger demographic is turning to the right, with an academic finding that young Poles who travelled westwards, instead of liberalising, are having their Eastern European conservatism and traditionalism reinforced. Alex Cherbiak, a professor of politics at the University of Sussex, said in 2017, "It was long assumed that young Poles would come to the West and become more secular, multicultural and liberal, and that they would re-export those things back to Poland. But instead, their experience of the West seems to have reinforced their social conservatism and traditionalism in many ways."